Okay, good morning everybody. Just some very quick thoughts about Shvi Yevlechecha. So we'll do a little bit of the Lecha Mishnah as we double up for the day. So of course, the 13 Brisos that the Rambam celebrates so famously at the end of Hilchos Milah are found almost exclusively a little bit at the end of Shishi, but the 13 Brisos that Milah was Nichras Aleihem, as opposed to Kol Atara Kula with its three brisos are featured very extensively in this aliyah. And I want to just highlight two different aspects of Milah. The first is the relationship between Bris Milah and Eretz Yisrael, right? The Minag in Eretz Yisrael is to say the Shachianu in the context of Bris Milah. Here, the bracha of Eretz Yisrael is linked to Bris Milah. We know Bimos Yehoshua ben Nun and Kibush. The Kedusha Rishona that he established, Al Yedei Kibush. So Gilgal is Hayom Galosi is Cherpas Mitzrayim Aleichem, only Shevet Levi kept Bris Milah in the Midbar, Bris Chayin Soru. So the Jewish entry into the land of Israel was also predicated on Bris Milah. So Avram's entitlement to the land and, in practice, Yehoshua ben Nun and Bris Milah is linked very deeply to Eretz Yisrael. So I think this has something to do with the fact that Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed Bisurin, and that Bris Milah, as we discussed a little bit yesterday, he Salech Lefanai Ve'yei Tamim, represents a total commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even a willingness to undergo what would otherwise be, obviously, something very unpleasant. Just a quick hayara. More broadly, we know that Avram and Izera were mitzvahed with Bris Milah. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim tells us, Kivi Yitzchak, Yikari Lachazara, Yitzchak and Esav is not considered Zara Avram in this regard. A lot of discussion there in the Rishonim, as some of us have discussed this week, is that, officially Esav is not considered Zara Avram, is it only Lady Mila, whose applications are Hilchos Nedarim as well. A person says, I'm not going to be Nen of Zara Avram, is Mutter Yishmal Esav. So Yishmal is outside of the picture, and Be Yitzchak below Kol Yitzchak. So that takes away Zera Esav. But the Rambam adds in some words in Hilchos Milah that only Yaakov is considered Zera Avram, Hamachzik Bedaso. It's actually Hilchos Malachim in the context of Bris Milah. That Yitzchak is considered Zera Avram, Hamachzik Bedaso, Ubedarko Hayeshara. That part of it is not just genetic or genealogical, part of it has everything to do with carrying out the message of Avram. Daso v'darko hayishara. It's for those people that Bris Milah and Eretz Yisrael, for that matter, is actually reserved. In other words, v'yitzchak through Yaakov. The Rambam of the Perush of Mishnah was in the Nedarim on the aforementioned Mishnah says, only Zera Yaakov is really Zera Avram, because the Pasuk says that ger yezar achav eretz lo'lehem v'avadum v'inu osam arba mil shana. So again, that same theme of being willing to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is so intrinsic to Milah, Eretz Yisrael nicknames Bisurin, so we're seeing echoes of that as well. And the idea of sacrifice and how that's really built into Bris Milah, I think, is also established by Rashi in this context. Rashi says, why did Yitzchak called Yitzchak? So the Pshuto Shel Mikra is, of course, because of the tzchok that Abraham has. But he called Abraham al-Panaba Yitzchak, not the dismissive tzchok of Sarah. Targum Unkelus by Abraham is Chedva. By Sarah, it's Chakif. It's a language that's reserved for more of a cynical kind of a laugh. The appreciation that Rashi gives here in the next Dibur, I think is very important. So again, that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. So that's why it's the chedva, the joy of Yitzchak. But then Rashi quotes something which I think is utterly striking. So he says, what's Yitzchak? So tzadi, going to go out of order for effect, is the 90 years of Sarah, and the kuf is 100 years of Abram, the miraculous birth. Ches is, of course, the ches yam, they got the bris milah. So this is the defining aspect of Yitzchak Avinu's life. But what's the yud? The asara nisyonos. So you should ask an obvious question. Asara Nisyonos, that's something that Avram underwent. So why would that be definitional to Yitzchak? I understand the fact that he was a miraculous baby, Avram's 100 years, Sarah's 90 years, that makes sense. The fact that he was Nimal Lashmona, if we're saying that that represents total and holistic commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I can understand as well. But what's so striking is the Asara Nisyonos, right? That defines Yitzchak. That puts the Yud into Yitzchak. But again, this is the point. That Yitzchak is, Ki bi Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, he's the Hemsheikh of Avram Avinu. Eile told us ben Avram, Avram holy this Yitzchak. The first fact of Yitzchak's life is that he's father's son, by Yelchu Shneyam Yachtav, that they were bonded existentially and in every possible way. The Ram Nochus of Nazara talks about the fact that Avram recruited Alafim and Revavos to Avodas Hashem. Alafim and Revavos. But then he turns around and he says, but in terms of the Mesiras HaTorah, that was only to Yitzchak. Yitzchak in his extension of his father and of his father's experiences, they were imprinted on his character. And in that respect, the Asar Nisyonos, the trials of Avram and his persistence, right, that was built into Yitzchak's DNA as well. And this is especially meaningful in light of the fact, in Chazal tradition, that Ger Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo Lahem, that actually begins not with Yaakov, but actually begins with Yitzchak. The 400 years, that Vavadu Minu Osam Arba Me'oshana, Bris Mila, the Asara Nisyonos, it's all about a holistic and total that devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avram manifested, that Yitzchak would manifest, that Yaakov would manifest. And then, of course, we can understand the linkage between Bris Mila and Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is reserved for those who are willing to sustain extreme Yisurim. And therefore, Bal Yisrael, when we finally entered Eretz Yisrael as a nation, Gilgal, Hayom Galosi, Escherpas, Mitraim, Me'alechem, that we underwent Bris Mila as a symbol of our willingness to undergo sacrifice for Eretz Yisrael, for our Kaddish Baruch. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.